Welcome to Discover Joyous Love with Anita DeFrancesco as your host. This is a hybrid of topics under the subjects of mindfulness, sexuality, and relationships. So this is episode 40 of Discover Joyous Love. And today we are going to be speaking with a very special guest who is someone that I've known for many years in Los Angeles. She is a globally renowned sexuality educator, author of 11 books, love guru, media therapist, and lecturer, also holds a doctorate in human behavior and sexuality. And she is the founder of the Loveology University, which is an online program for people who want to become certified love coaches and for couples and singles who want to get some training for their own relationship. And also her biggest project right now, her big baby, is the Loveology Retreat Center in Maricopa, California. Please help me in welcoming Dr. Ava Cadell. Hello, doctor. How are you?
Hi, Anita. Thank you for that amazing introduction.
You're welcome. It's been so long. I've known you so many years. I still remember years ago when I would come to your meetings that you had, your lectures, and they were all so wonderful. You're such a talented, brilliant, wonderful, successful woman. I really so much admire you.
Well, as are you. You know, it takes one to know one, and we both are in the same industry, you know, doing what we can to help people to make love a priority in their lives.
Right. So tell me about you, like, you know, what got you in? Maybe we'll just start a little bit about who you are, what got you into the field of being. So you're considered the sexpert, right? The love and the love guru. You know, you're a, what is your real like title? You're a love guru, a sexpert, sexuality educator.
My real title is I am a clinical sexologist. I do have doctorates in human behavior and human sexuality, and I also have been certified as a hypnotherapist, an ASEX certified sex counselor, you know, author of like 11 books. But really, I mean, I consider myself like a healer, and I think you're a healer too. I think all those credentials sound very nice, but it's really what you do with them that counts. Because I have a lot of great proteges. I love mentoring people who want to do what I do. And some of them are just certified love coaches. They're not all doctors. They're not all marriage and family therapists. So I just think anybody that's here to help others heal is amazing, because they're going to leave the world a better place. And they'll have a legacy. You know, I'm a big fan of the Dalai Lama. And he said that if you want to create immortality, the best way is to share your knowledge. So what a brilliant thought. I didn't even think about immortality, but, you know, to me, he is the guru of all gurus when it comes to love.
The Dalai Lama. I did meet him once in Los Angeles. He was there somewhere in one of those centers doing a healing or a lecture, and I did get to meet him way, way back. But so it's about your knowledge and your passion, right? So they come together. I mean, we can have the knowledge, but we have to have the passion to want to be able to be in this type of work with people. So maybe talk about your Loveology University. First, give me a little bit of like an idea about that. You've opened that up in 2007, right? It's an online program.
Yeah, so I did online education way before COVID, and a lot of people I noticed have started their own universities since COVID, because, you know, distance learning has now become so popular. But I wanted to share all of my knowledge on love, relationships, intimacy, and human sexuality with as many people as possible. I mean, I would even give it away for free if I could, and if I thought it would be value. So, for example, I'm giving away most of my healing course now to anybody and everybody who wants it. And I train love coaches, as you said, much like Tony Robbins trains life coaches, I train love coaches. And that's very rewarding for me. And I'm always updating the curriculum on, you know, Loveology University to include all the latest and greatest knowledge on human sexuality. And knowledge is power. And of course, sexual knowledge is also power, but that can lead to sexual satisfaction. And that's very important for me to teach as well.
So what can, if someone wants to become, a certified coach, is it, how long is the program for them?
Well, it's self-paced and there's three programs. One is the relationship coach, which is the shortest. I think it has about 12 courses, but each course is at least 4 hours long. And then after that is the certified master sexpert. So that's just all about sexuality. It includes Tantra, which I know you are a guru in.
Tantra.
And it includes, you know, BDSM, includes sexual positions, all kinds of basically sexual activities and skills. And then the ultimate program is the Certified Love Coach. And that has over 30 different courses on everything you can think of, including cultural sexuality, what to help people from different religions, different cultures is very important in today's world. So there's a lot of information out there, and it's just a massive curriculum with over 300 hours, but it is self-paced. So some people can graduate in a month. For others, it takes 6 months.
Wonderful. So, yeah. And then also couples or singles, men, women, if they just want to go to the Loveology University, it's loveuni, is it .com, right?
UNIV,
loveuniv.com. Yeah. If, say, couples want to get some information and they want to just take a course, they're able to do that. It's the right place they can do that.
Absolutely. I have couples who've taken courses on aphrodisiacs, for example, and really been able to spice up their love life with love foods. And there's everything from communication to the wildest fetishes you can think of. So there's something for everybody.
We're speaking to Dr. Ava Cadell, who hails from Beverly Hills, California, and she is a sexuality educator, author of 11 books, Love Guru. She's the founder of the Loveology Retreat Center and the Loveology University Higher Learning and Loving Program, which is an online program for people who'd like to learn about their own love and sexuality. And also, if they're interested in becoming a certified love coach, it's a wonderful program to add on to anything else that you might have going on in your life. And this is just, you know, we have to know more than one thing these days, more than one career. So let's talk about, like, maybe in the beginning, where you came from, where, if you want to, you know, how you got all involved in this. I know you went to school in San Francisco for the doctorate in human behavior and sexuality. I know you were doing a lot of programs way back in the day when I used to come and listen to you. You're so wonderful. You inspired me.
Oh, I'm so happy. That makes me happier than anything. So I was born in Hungary, Budapest to be exact, and I'm a refugee from an uprising in 1956 by the Russians. And so I was actually smuggled to an orphanage run by strict nuns who really, really programmed me to believe that sex was evil, touching yourself was a mortal sin, and if I ever kissed a boy, a baby would pop out of my mouth, was what they told me. So that's really what led me to do what I do. I was a very confused teenager. I did not know the difference between love and sex. I didn't know about respect, about consent. I knew nothing about nothing. And so I had very, very bad relationships, abusive relationships. And then it was really when I hit rock bottom that I realized I needed to find out as much as I could about love and relationships and intimacy and sex, and mainly to find myself a healthy relationship, because all of them were unhealthy and I was so confused. So that's what really got me into this. It was a catalyst, and I think a lot of good comes out of adversity. So I'm actually grateful to those nuns for abusing me, you know, because I wouldn't be who I am if I had a normal healthy upbringing.
Interesting. Yeah. So it's your experiences that led you to this journey. And it's amazing. And your own personal, like, family, like your parents, did you come from loving parents or?
No, I didn't have any parents. No, I had no parents. So I have never had a mother or a father to guide me, to love, to nurture. So nope, nothing like that.
So you took the bull by the horns and you made it happen.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted the healthy relationship. And even with that, there was so much confusion. Like in the beginning, I was looking for older men to have a relationship with because I didn't have that father image. And then, you know, as I got older, I was looking for younger men to see if I could find that lover image, you know, for fun and passion. And eventually I did find somebody who was fantastic, and we were together for 25 years, but he died of cancer about 8 years ago, actually. So that was very traumatic in my life, but I learned so much about love and intimacy by being with him. And the fact that he did die of cancer really educated me more about sex and intimacy than any other learning experience, because I used to think it was very important to have sex in a relationship. In fact, I even used to say, oh, sex is 50% of a relationship. That's how important it is. But now I realize it's not. Intimacy is much more important than sex, because there are people who have limitations and they can't be sexual. Some people because of age, others because of disabilities that they have to endure at an earlier age. So, you know, I'm here to always take responsibility for giving information and then re-giving information in a different way, because I'm evolving, as is everybody. We're always evolving mentally, physically, spiritually, sexually. And it's important for us to admit when we're wrong, or just admit when we have a new view and explain why.
Interesting. So, it is more about the capturing of the intimacy and aligning the spirit. As a tantra teacher, we want to go beyond that. It's not really about sex. It's about the whole thing before, what happens before you meet the person, how you are happy with yourself, the self-love. And all of these elements help you to find someone that you can connect with. And the connection is just, could be a connection in a high reverence that's in a higher power, rather than something that's just sexual based. Of course, sex is a big part of, you know, a relationship, but not always. And people want to have that fulfillment, that desire. The desire is always there, but they also want to, sometimes they don't find that balance, is what I find. They're either more in the physical or they're more in the heart. And when we can find the balance and the men and women can sort of, you know, share that, those polarities, then the relationship can sort of survive somewhat, or go further or last longer. And so this is amazing that you're teaching a lot of this, and you also are privately counseling people in this way.
I am a private counselor, although I'm doing less and less just because of my lack of time. And then I always refer people to others like yourself, anybody who specializes in a topic that they need. I think it's very important to refer people to the right person, because no counselor, no therapist can be good at everything. You know, it's really important, I think, to specialize. And I know you specialize in tantra.
In tantra, yeah.
Yeah, with singles and couples, right?
Singles and couples. I mean, tantra, I found to be, it was something that I went into because I always found people just wanted sex. And then when I got to the tantra workshops in LA years ago, everybody was coming because they wanted sex. But then I finally found the right tantra workshops where people were coming, like there's a white tantra and a red, and there's different levels of it. And I know you have that in your book, in some of your books that I have, red, white, and black. And when I found that tantra was more something of the heart, and that's where I wanted to go. I wanted to be in that heart space to learn how to get into the higher power of love, the reverence. So now when I look at people, I look at them as love. Of course, you know, we go through a period in our lives where we're young, we have hormones, we want to have sex. I mean, that's part of growth. It's part of growing, and it's okay. But then as you grow, you start to realize that what happened to feeling, where's intimacy becomes numb and people become armored because their intimacy levels they miss the stages, they miss the steps and the emotional buildup. So some people, and then there are couples that I find that they're together and in 5 years, they have all the sex they could ever have. Instead of pacing it and learning how to, you know, stay in like the courting stages, the pre-sex, the pre-foreplay or sex with, foreplay, sex with clothing on, and all of these different things. And so for 5 years, after 5 years, they're burned out, but they still love each other. Mm-hmm. So where do they go from there? Because they didn't pace. They just went, they became primal and animalistic, and they didn't understand that there's parts of them that they miss. But then we have the sexual revolution too, with that Wilhelm Reich coined, that Dr. Wilhelm Reich. And the sexual revolution took us out of our emotions. People just went out and were having sex with everybody just to have sex, because it was like free sex. And it was like, you didn't have to be married. You didn't have to be engaged to someone or even have a relationship with them. But that was the generation I came in when the sexual revolution was happening.
I think there's always a sexual revolution of some kind. You know, right now there is a sexual revolution of, really understanding gender and really being respectful, you know, of people and just having an expansive knowledge of the LGBTQ, demographic as well. So at Loveology University, I'm always hiring experts in every subject that I'm not an expert on. So one of the latest courses we have is on transgender, from male to female, and then from female to male. And so I have a therapist called Dr. Z, who is amazing. And in fact, I just did a Zoom interview with her because things have changed in the last few years, you know, pronouns, and there's just so much new information that we have to understand and embrace and then share with people. Because a lot of people are scared when they don't understand something, and then that can cause hostility or at least ignorance. So I think you and I have a very important, you know, position where we just have to really share all of our knowledge and continue to do research as well. But I found it interesting what you were talking about, the sexual revolution, how people were just having sex, you know, with a lot of other people just for the sake of it. And today, what I find is when there's couples in crisis, they give up way too easily. And they think the answer to the lack of passion is just to find another person, because then it's exciting. You know, the new person isn't judgmental of them in any way. The communication doesn't have to be great. And so I work really hard trying to let couples know that they don't have to do that. They don't have to, stray in the relationship and be unfaithful. You can still save a relationship with some certain guidelines. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely do. But see, it's so easy today, and there's so much availability out there. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, it's just easy to pick up and go, or, you know, separate or divorce, or because there's a lot of free and easy people, especially women are much more freer today than they ever were. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a certain part, like what I teach people is about discipline, how to discipline, you know, discipline first, you know, in yoga. And I know we're going to talk about that at your retreat center because you have yoga and meditation there, which is one of the primal areas to get started to learn about discipline and responsibility. So what yoga teaches is the responsibility of learning how to be responsible with your own emotions and thus sharing that with others. And knowing that the whole idea of love and or in a relationship, whether it's a long-term or short-term or a marriage or whatever, there's a responsibility there. There's a responsibility there. But there's not enough communication. There's not enough awareness, consciousness, and honesty. So these people, and then we're living in, again, like you say, there's a lot of revolutions going on. We're living in a narcissistic world now, where people are, you know, with everything going on in the political climate, there's more narcissistic personalities, which means that they're so cut from the feeling and they don't even know, understand what it is to have feeling. And there's a lot of that happening in relationships where people are splitting up in that way. And I see it all the time that it's just so easy to run to another person. And I agree with your work and what you're doing with your Loveology Retreat Center is kind of breaking it down for them to start somewhere, because there has to be a foundation. They just can't go learn about the love and the sex and where they were with someone for years. There's, like in Tantra, we teach them about communication and how to adore and honor the person and find that other part in them that awakens, that dormant area that awakens and says, hey, you know, this is another human being. And in relationships, they don't tend to, you know, when they get mad and they want to just walk out on each other, they don't even think they're human beings anymore. They don't treat you like a human being, especially men when they just walk out on women or women doing it to men. It's more or less people are just entitled. I feel there's a lot of entitlement.
There is, you're right. And that's why the retreat is an important place for couples to come and reinvent their lives and get away from all the multitasking that they're doing. Because when you're multitasking, you're not being mindful, you're not being there 100% for your partner, you're not utilizing all five of your senses in a beautiful, intimate way. So this has always been a dream of mine, to have a retreat where I could invite singles and couples and families just to really reconnect with each other through meditation, yoga, hiking, stargazing at the stupa, workshops on healing and so forth. So it's very exciting for me, as I feel like I'm reinventing my whole life. And that's okay. I like to do that every decade.
Well, you've been speaking, from what I understand, you've lectured around the world to Fortune 500 companies, conferences. I've been to a lot of your lectures over the years, healing retreats across the United States, Europe, India, Asia, Australia, Africa. And now bringing the message of sexual empowerment to the masses, which is so important, because people don't understand how the sexual part of the body is the richest. That's your richness. And people kind of, it's dirty sex, or it's bad, or it gets thrown around and abused, not necessarily in a sexual abusive way, but just abuse the whole act of it when you don't have all the components, like, you know, I appreciate you, I adore you, and, you know, respect and reverence and honor, and treating the goddess and the god, you know, like humans, like humans of love. And so you went on and did your dream of opening up the Loveology University. I mean, the university, but also the retreat center in Maricopa, California. So the people can come there, and you have an array of different types of classes, workshops, and teachers. And I think it's what else do you have there? You have yoga and meditation. Maybe let's talk about that.
Yeah, so I still have the Buddhist temple there, just the way the monks left it when they left.
Ah, okay.
I bought the place from the monks, and they wanted to downsize because it's a 45-acre property with three houses. And, you know, we had a very intimate connection. When I met them, they told me that I was the right person to take over this beloved place. So I feel very blessed to have it. I bought some campers as extra accommodation. So you know, I can, and it also has a permit for another 19 years as a retreat. So that was the main reason that I bought it, because, you know, you have to have a permit to have people stay on your property. Right. And one of the programs that's coming up is with my dear friend, Dr. Hernando Chavez. He's amazing. I've known him for 20 years. I've mentored him. I've traveled the world with him. And he is just a brilliant, brilliant therapist. He's also a professor at Pepperdine University in Malibu. And then I have another therapist who is a new friend, and her name is Dr. Shannon Chavez, but she's not related to Hernando.
Okay.
And she's an incredible therapist too. She's going to be talking about emotional intimacy and how to build awareness surrounding passion. And then I have Sabrina Jackson is one of my proteges. She's been with me 20 years. And she's going to be showing sensual movement as a path to erotic empowerment and a method to heal trauma. So that's phenomenal. And then I have a young man who's going to be the yoga teacher, the breathwork and sound bath practitioner. He's awesome. His name is Ram Kiran. And so I'm kind of excited. It's October the 14th to the 16th, so people can still sign up at the loveologyretreat.com website. And then I hope to do programs like this with different teachers every month. So if you'd like to come and do a class on Tantra, I think that would be superlative. You'd come and stay, and you would just, you know, empower people through your own workshop. And then when they're not listening to your training, they can go in the pool, they can go in the fun house, they can do exercise, they can play games, they can watch TV, they can hike. There's so many things to do there that it's like a resort.
Interesting. And you have a swimming pool there too, you say?
Yes.
A pool. Yeah. So they can go for a weekend retreat to get away and work on their relationship, their passion, or just work on themselves, the self-love, and finding that time to adore and honor your partner. And it's not only for couples, it's for singles as well, correct?
Yeah, anyone. Anybody can come any weekend. It's open all the time. So they can just come for yoga and meditation and hiking. Or just stargazing, you know, whatever they want.
Check in, they have a room there? Where do you
have? Yeah, we have three houses with rooms. And then we have four campers, which are lovely. They can sleep up from two to six people. So it's very engaging. It's
and
a
how
lovely
about meals and stuff like that?
So all the meals are included. We have a Buddha cafe. And so my partner, I call him Jeff the Chef because he's an amazing chef. Yeah. He's from South Africa. And we've been together for almost 4 years. And so he is in charge of all events, really, and also the cuisine. So he will be serving breakfast buffet and picnics and high tea and candlelight dinners and so yeah, it's everything's included.
So have you've been, it's just since January you had this, right? Right after the pandemic, mm-hmm. You bought this, right?
I bought it in January. It literally fell into my lap. I had called the Buddhist temple to ask if they were open for meditation. And I started talking to one of the monks and she said that they really weren't open because they were trying to sell the property. And it had just fallen out of escrow that very day.
Okay.
So she invited me to come up and see it. And when I saw it, I just fell in love with the property. It's magnificent. It has mountains with three hiking trails. They have a memorial for Buddhists who have fallen during the war. They have another memorial for pets, where people can take their pets. And, you know, it's a very special spiritual place. I think the most magnificent monument, apart from the dozens of Buddhas, is the stupa. It's an 11-foot high monument that, you know, you can do a walking meditation around. for enlightenment. So it's a very special place.
So it has that high vibration there, I'll bet. It has a really good...
Oh, my goodness, yes. Mm-hmm. It's just phenomenal.
So this week, the weekend coming up in October is going to be the first like seminar weekend, or is that...
Yeah, it'll be the first program with at least, I think it's one, two. There's five of us that will be teaching. So it'll be an amazing program. Yeah.
Okay. So, and then what do you have other things lined up for the year? I mean, how are you going to do this? Is it going to be something that's going to be once a month with different teachers, or I guess it'll be all on the website.
Yeah, if you go, it's all on the website, but every weekend we're open to the public for yoga, meditation, hiking. We even have a sport called disc golf. It's very popular, and it's a cross between golf and basketball. So we have these big baskets around the property, and you have to throw a frisbee into the basket. So it's great for team building. It's great for family fun. Kids love it. So there are different activities. You can just come for the day. You can just get a day pass and come. That's the nice thing about the retreat is it's just open to the public.
You right. Know, so have you been getting a wonderful? So this program coming up sounds real interesting with the teachers that you're going to have.
I think it's going to be a very, very powerful program to help people.
Right. Wonderful. So there's the restorative yoga and what else do you want to tell me about the Loveology retreat? It's in Maricopa, and that's a pretty nice area out that way. It's way out in the desert, right? Out in the desert there.
Well, it's about an hour and a half from Malibu, and it's on the way to Ojai. I'm just thinking, it's on the way to Ojai, but it's not too far from Santa Barbara. And I actually have directions on the website because it's confusing for some people. It's about a half hour to the first city.
Okay.
So it is a little bit on the way to, I'm just going to look up the directions, because a lot of people coming from LAX will need directions, of course.
Are you getting people from outside the area to come? You know,
I'm thinking
maybe I'll take a group there if I can get a group
together. Oh, that would be so wonderful. Yeah.
I'm in Philadelphia, so there's Philadelphia. I can get some of my students here, maybe gather a group at some point and plan something, maybe in with another program that you have or whatever, you know, just something, to come there for the tantra. And then they can go gallivate around California a little bit after.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited and I would love to have you come because, you know, I think it's the perfect place for you to teach. And I know you'll have a great time staying there, and then I can get to spend time with you too because I haven't seen you in a very long time.
I can't remember
the last time I saw you. I think it was at an event in the Beverly Hilton Hotel.
Yes, right.
Yeah, I was doing a seminar with a voice coach, if I remember correctly. We were talking about sex and the voice.
Oh,
came up and you were fantastic because you demonstrated some things for the audience. And I was just so impressed with your communication skills and your body language skills. So I'm so glad we reconnected.
Wow. It's a long time ago, Beverly Hills. Well, it's about almost 20 years, 15 years ago or so.
Right.
About 15 or 20 years. I moved back to East Coast, 2008, I came back here.
So, oh my goodness.
But I still have my place in LA, my property there in Brentwood.
Oh, good. So whereabouts?
On Montana Avenue. I keep it because I'm keeping it as it's an investment, you know. I mean, I don't know what else to do. I have nothing else to buy that I'd like here on the East Coast if I want to sell that. But at least I have something right now for the moment, you know.
That's wonderful. I think that's very smart of you to do that.
Well, I thought I was going to come right back, but I didn't. So So then I just started to rent it, you know. But things got weird during the pandemic with the rentals on the west side there in Brentwood. Oh, everything was empty, vacant. Oh, it got real messy, you know, with all that. But getting back to, the pandemic just kind of slowed things down, but a lot of people left LA, you know. But I think now coming back to something like the Loveology Retreat is a nice way to bring people back into, bring them back home inside, and so that they can reconnect, because a lot of, you know, families and people are disconnected because we stayed in the house for a year.
It's been hard on relationships, and I think there's more splits than ever before because of the pandemic, where people realize that they don't want to be with their partner anymore. And that's tough. It's reality, though. I think there's been more breakups than connections during the pandemic, unfortunately.
Right. So these retreats, such as yours, the Loveology Retreat, is where people can come back together to reconvene, to reopen those areas that became frozen and armored and dormant, and to learn to love again. You know,
That's so well said. Yeah, absolutely. What's nice is that, you know, it's not going to be hundreds of people there, because there are people who are still concerned about big gatherings. So the retreat, you know, there won't be more than 20 people at a time.
Oh, right. Okay. And it's so much space. It's so much open space there. You have all the freedom to go where you want.
And you can even do clothing optional if you wanted to, you know, some of those groups, because you don't have neighbors who are watching you. So that's another nice.
Okay. So they have that freedom there, right?
Yeah.
You know what I want to ask you about? Polyamory. What do you think about that? Have you lectured on that, to polyamory?
I have a course on it for Loveology University, but my friend and therapist, Dr. Leanna Wolf, is the expert on that topic, far more than me, because she's lived it. However, I do think that the pandemic has resulted in more people trying polyamorous relationships because they wanted more love than they were getting from their partner, or more intimacy that they need from, you know, more people. So I think polyamory is very popular right now, and it can work. I have friends who love it, and I have other clients who don't, because one feels coerced by the other. So it has to be a mutual agreement. Don't you agree?
I absolutely do. And I think that the big issue with that could be jealousy, because you have a couple, they've been together a while, and they want to open it up to a polyamorous relationship, which then again is quite different than swinging or swapping or going to a pleasure bar or something where people just switch and swap. I think it's a lot different, because there's three parties involved, and there has to be some communication, some honesty, and the jealousy that lives in that. And the initial partner could be jealous, but they have to have a lot of trust. I think a foundation of trust is what is taught in polyamory workshops. I've taken some of them where they teach you, about how to build this foundation of trust with your partner, but you know, it's tough. I mean, just dating and your partner cheats on you, women go nuts, or men go nuts. I mean, so imagine in a polyamory relationship. But people are doing it because they have, this is the way I look at it in a tantra way, they have love that they want to extend. They don't do it because, yes, maybe because their needs aren't all being met, or this one has something that she or he can't fulfill. But I really think if you look at it from a higher plane, that it's just that your heart is so open to love that you want to love more people.
I have never thought of it that way, but I really like that. That's a fantastic definition. I love it. Yeah.
And that's why there is the love more. There's a love more program out there, but loving more doesn't mean that, because I need to have somebody else that has a different body or a different look or a different age or a different race. It's just about that if you learn tantra, I say tantra first and then polyamory. So this way you get into learning about the self-love and then your heart is open. You're in this tantric relationship and you've built that journey, that tantric journey with your partner. And then now you're open to, hey, we really love each other and we just want to inspire others with our love. Mm-hmm. It's so great. If people could be on that plane, which if you take a lot of courses in all of these things, you can go that direction.
And then there's another very popular relationship situation, and that's where a couple has a unicorn, which is similar to polyamory, but it's also similar to swinging. It's in between the two. And as you know, a unicorn is generally a very attractive young woman, and she will live with the couple and she will have sex with both of them. But many people who have that situation refer to the unicorn as a babysitter, you know, or an au pair girl. They don't want their neighbors to know exactly what they're doing. So they're using that label. But I find that has become very popular too. And there's lots of websites for unicorns as well. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I haven't heard that. I think I did hear it. Maybe I read it, but I wasn't sure of what mm-hmm. the unicorn was. I think that, well, a lot of time in these, where the three come together, there's a lot mm-hmm. of time they live together in a home.
Right.
So if the unicorn is a great idea, because I think that you have to, you know, it's not an acceptable thing in the world. And you have neighbors, and depending where you live, it's not an acceptable way to be, you know, you have a third party living with you as another lover. So yeah, the unicorn is a clever idea. It's clever and it works, I would imagine. But a lot of these polyamory couples, they have their own camps, their own places where they go, where they're more accepted. But that's more tribal, you know, in the tribes. And that's okay too. But if you want to bring it into the everyday world, and sometimes there's children involved in the home.
Yes, there is. And that's where you have to definitely want to be part of a community. You know, if you all want to raise the children as a group rather than as individuals or couples. And again, Leanna Wolf is amazing. She's the best researcher. She just wrote a book about her life in polyamory. She's traveled the world. And I'm so impressed with her knowledge.
What is her book? What is it called?
I have to look it up.
You can give it to me another time. But it's a book about all her experiences with polyamory.
Yeah.
Well, polyamory is becoming quite popular nowadays. I think it's healthy because there's communication involved. And there's community. And it's safer, actually, for people to be involved in this, if indeed they want to love more.
Yeah, I mean, her book is a memoir. I'm just looking for the name. It's got a great name. And I, of course, it just slipped my mind. New memoir. Hold on, it's on Amazon. Just want to make sure I give you the right. I might have to send it to you.
Yeah, you could do that. You don't have to do that. So let's talk about, I wanted to talk about Dr. Ava's Sexy Sizes by Sexquiz, Yin Yang Yoga. What is that all about? Is that your particular program? Or is that a program?
No, I came up with the idea, and it's really partner yoga. And so I reached out to yoga teachers and also sex therapists, and I put the project together so that there are 20 sex experts doing, you know, yoga with a partner, and the poses are from easy at number one all the way to really complicated at number six. So the point of it was to help people to connect on a physical basis, but also a heart basis as well. And, you know, some of the experts that I have, you'll know, like Dr. Kat Meyer, Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, oh, my dear sweet Dr. Amy Harwood, rest in peace, Dr. Hernando Chavez, Dr. Kana Kassad. So lots and lots of therapists doing all of these amazing sexy sizes and opening up their hearts and just, you know, helping people to connect mindfully, physically, sexually, emotionally. And it's a video that's an hour and a half long. And actually, I'm giving that away for free on my website at avacadell.com.
Wow.
Yeah, so I like to give away as much as I can. I'm giving away my book, Neurolovology, which was endorsed by Dr. John Gray, who was the best-selling author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. So I'm giving that away. I'm giving away sexy sizes. I'm giving away my meditations, my healing book. I just think it's really important for us to share our intellectual property with as many people as we can.
Right. And it's a good, it is a good idea. So we're speaking with Dr. Ava Cadell here on Discover Joyous Love. I'm your host, Anita DeFrancesco. And she is giving away the free video on sexy sizes by sexperts, her book, Neurobiology, and a few other books, right? You're giving away.
The healing book, yeah. Meditation.
So if people want to get onto, is everything on the Loveology University website, Uni?
No, it's actually on avacadell.com. Oh, it's my personal website, AVACADELL. Yeah.
So on that website, so keeping that in mind, it's important if you're interested, it's a wonderful idea to give the stuff away because, you know, people won't know about it if we don't share and just give it away.
Right.
It's knowledge. And you know what I wanted to ask you also, here I'm looking at this. The Loveology Retreat offers the 9 forms of meditation now designed by you, Dr. Ava, overcoming coronavirus, loving kindness, goal manifestation, forgiveness, replacing negative thoughts and habits, reparenting yourself. That one I like. Embracing aging and creating balance. So what about the aging? Let's get on to that. People, aging and sexuality.
Yeah.
How is that? Where's that coming in? Because people are getting older. They might be losing their sexual drive. You have men with impotency. You have men, and I know that you have worked in all of these areas, men that are, you know, erectile dysfunction. I mean, in counseling, and sometimes it's age and sometimes it's disease. And the women also, where are you with that? That's a good area to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I teach especially to women that the older we get, the wiser we get, and actually the less inhibitions we have, because we're so much smarter than we were when we were young, even though we were probably more attractive and had better bodies. But it's when you get over 50, even 60, that you really realize, you know, what it is you want sexually. You can communicate it. And at this age, I've had a lot of people interested in polyamory who weren't when they were 30, but at 60, they are. So I embrace aging, and that's why I have a meditation on aging. I want people to embrace it, not fear it. There's a lot of fear, especially in Beverly Hills, where some women are addicted to plastic surgery. And so they feel like their looks are of paramount importance, when of course it's what's inside you that really matters. But you can't really teach a lot of people about that. So I think aging and sexuality is something that we need to learn about. We need to research. We need to share our research about how our libido changes, you know, how we might be in a mismatched sex drive, how we need to continue to pleasure ourselves so that we can stay in a juicy frame of mind as well as body. And I have a dear friend, Dr. Diana Wiley, who also has a podcast, and I'd love for you to meet her. You guys should be on each other's podcasts. She's a gerontologist as well as a sex therapist. And she's fabulous. Yeah, she's awesome.
Because we can keep our sex alive as we grow. We can mediate the aging process. We do in going to the gym every day, drinking green juices and all of these different things that we, of course, you know, there's always the people, there's a one part of the people that are into the plastic surgery and things of that nature. But if the body is fluid, and you said you have someone going to teach some movement fluid in the program coming up, that can open up the synovial joints and lubricate the fluids in the sexual body and around the hips. Because when the hips get tight, and that I'm sure she's going to teach some hip movement. I mean, not actually hip dancing, but it might be.
Yeah.
Hip movement. So because around those hips, that's where the juices need to help with the sexual drive. Because a lot of people may get rusty there, so to speak. And
And you know, that's the number one place where women have osteoporosis is in the hips.
Oh,
so you're right, it's really important to do those hip circles and also to teach people about the chakras. I know you're obviously right. Extremely knowledgeable about opening up the chakras through movement.
Right. And you have, I know I have one of your books that talks about the chakras, I think, in it, one of your books. And, but the, so you have that workbook, which you still selling that workbook out there, that black one?
Remember I that gave one? It away. Yeah. I gave it away with my tool. I invented a game called Tantric Lovers, and the book was inside the game, but now I just give the book away, and it has lots of solo exercises and couples exercises. But I think teaching people about their energy centers is so important. So how do you like to teach people who don't even know what their chakras are? How do you like to introduce it to people?
Well, I usually do it through a breath, through breathing. And we work from the root chakra up. And there's a lot of musical CDs, Osho and stuff like that can help as a background music, or any music that you know, drumming, spiritual music, where they could start to breathe and use one hand to contain while moving up the energy. So what the goal is you want to connect the chakras. You want to connect the sex to the heart to the sex. And then once the heart and sex are coming together, sometimes more women are open in the heart and men are more open in the creative chakra, which is around the belly button. And so what we'd like that to be matched and the woman to be open a little bit more in both areas. And then we share that with the partner. So we take our sex to our heart and give our sex to the heart, to the partner's heart. And you go back and forth with these breathing, heavy breathing, using the voice and then the voice chakra too. So once you get into the voice, we a lot of people are stuck here when they have orgasm, men and women, or men especially are stuck in the chest and the throat when they have orgasm, because it's like they're armoring up their whole, and they're taught to armor, you know, their shoulders, their chest, and they're blocking the heart. So that's why so many men can just have sex without really being in love, and whereby women usually like to have sex when there's some love there, because they're more open here, but they're not as open down here. So this is where we work on aligning this and that voice, making that sound, expressive orgasm, orgasmic expression, ha, making the ah sound, so that when they're having the orgasm, that without the sound, it's not really, it's not a connected orgasm. The sound has to be there, that long sound with it. And men are becoming more soundful now in their orgasms. Women still are inhibited if they're young. If they're a little bit older and they are matured, they will have that sound. But young girls, maybe not. But I think men now are getting, some men that are very, a little more open-minded, I'll say. They have that full expression with the voice. It's the voice is the key. But you don't hear much voice. I don't know. I have to think back my last sex. Some people don't have a voice in the sex when they're doing it. It's like quiet. And so this
well,
is-
they're missing out on 20% of pleasure if they're not using sound. It's one of the five senses. You know, they're definitely missing out. And in Tantra, we know it's one of the main elements of Tantra. So again, you teach them how to use their voice. And I think that's very powerful because our voice is powerful. But a lot of people are not taught how to use it. And even breath, people are not taught how to breathe properly.
Yes. And so the breath helps with the voice, but we have to unlock the armor because the body is split. The stomach right. and the heart, they're split. So once you unlock the armor, Dr. Willem Reich's work, you teach people how to have a more strengthened orgasm, a more full orgasm, a more full body orgasm, or even not a full body orgasm, but more strengthened. And and then they can sort of melt in their passion. They can like, the passion is like the senses, the passion, that's the happiness, the bliss. And so a lot of people miss that. There's so many steps, but, you know, like I said, like in your Loveology retreat in Maricopa, California, we're speaking to Dr. Ava Cadell here, who is a renowned, you know, a renowned sexuality educator, author of 11 books, love guru, media therapist, and lecturer, founder of the Loveology University, which is an online training program, and the Loveology Retreat Center. She is offering many programs there. So we're talking about how people can tap into that pleasure, that part of themselves where the bliss is. And once they open those senses and they understand that the pleasure is not even sex, it's not anything. It's you and the space. It's you and that, it's you and like sort of like the cloud or whatever you want to call it, since we're in the cloud these days with everything we do. But and this intimate, opening up to that sensuality and that freedom, the pleasure, is where your riches are, where you become connected to whatever it is. It's not even the partner really at that point. It's you. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. What do you think of that?
I agree. I mean, that's why I love the chakras, because you know, the third eye chakra and the crown chakra are all about you connecting to the universe and being, you know, attuned to emotions and intuition, basically. And so I think a relationship with yourself is of paramount importance. And a lot of people have used the, you know, the sweeping statement that if you don't love yourself, then you can't expect anybody else to love you. But I think it's a truism. I really do. And sex has no expiration date. So you can have sex for as long as you live, but sex means different things to different people. For me, at my age now, I'm leaning towards a more spiritual way of having sex. I'm evolving. You know, I've had the recreational sex, I've had the quickies, I've had the fun, risky sex. Now I want it to be more spiritual. So I think knowing what kind of sex you want is really important. How can you attain to have it if you can't define it?
Knowing what kind of sex you want, that is a wonderful place maybe to stop. What kind of sex you want.
Yes. Yeah.
And, I love that, Ava, Dr. Cadell. Knowing what kind of sex you want. And that leaves us open to a lot of possibilities.
Yes, it does. It does. Conceive it, believe it, and only then can you achieve it.
Wonderful. Is there anything else you would like to add before before we close out? Maybe you want to talk about anything else or tell us where we can find you.
Yeah, just loveologyretreat.com if you're interested in coming to the retreat. If you want my free products and books, it's avacadell.com. And if you want to enroll in my online university, it's loveuniv.com.
And then the retreat center is Loveology Retreat What is the website for that? Did you say that? Or
yeah, loveologyretreat.com. Yes.
I love it that you brought love into the whole picture of everything that you have done for years. And you really have come full circle with everything, because really what it really is love.
It's all what it about is. Love. And I hope that we can work together one day. I would love that.
Yes, well, I'm in and out of California. So I'm there. Yeah, I'll contact you on email and let you know.
Okay, we can drive to the retreat together.
Yes, and maybe I could, do a workshop there with either people from Philadelphia that I can get some students interested or people there in California. But, all in all, we'll communicate on email. It's been a wonderful time today. You are listening to Discover Joyous Love, episode 40. I'm your host, Anita DeFrancesco. And my guest today was from Beverly Hills, Dr. Ava Cadell, who has opened the Loveology Retreat Center in Maricopa, California. You must check it out and check out her Loveology Loveology Uni Higher Education and Learning Program for people who would like to be a teacher or a love coach or couples and singles who would like to learn more about their sexuality. So we're going to leave you on that, knowing what kind of sex you want from Dr. Ava Cadell. Thank you very much, doctor. All right.
Thank you, Anita.